Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
It is good to be here today.
It is. I feel like because over Christmas and New Year and everything, I've missed everybody.
You're just getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I am.
Well, this week in Heartbeat, you shared about being grateful and seeing the goodness of God. And I thought it was a fantastic heartbeat that we can all relate to. Because so often we forget how good God is.
Oh, yes, very much, including myself.
Mm. Circumstances, you know, maybe just waking up, like they say, the wrong side of the bed that morning. You know, you can just feel...
Yeah, it's like you get out of bed, you hit your toe. Oh, great, you know.
Yeah.
And then you hop in the car and you realise, I haven't got any petrol. Oh, great.
That's me today. Yep.
Yeah. Then you're driving out and then there's, you know, a road accident or something. So you're stuck in traffic worse than normal. Like, and then you can end up getting to work or wherever you're going and you're already behind the eight ball because you feel, you don't feel happy. You don't feel like whatever. And it's like, you don't have to do that. It's all feelings often.
Yeah.
But don't be like that. Be grateful that you were safe and that, you know, you're alive and, you know, all that sort of thing.
And I think that goes to what you were saying in the heartbeat was that, we need to see the goodness of God and be grateful and acknowledge it. But often a line that you said that I think is so true is sometimes our feelings can negate the truth.
Yeah.
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 I think that line
they override everything. Pivotal. Especially I think women, we can get so emotional about things that it clouds our judgment.
Mm.
It clouds how we would normally think. It clouds what the truth is.
It clouds our reactions.
Yes.
Like we react out of, because have you ever, I've done this, ever got angry at your children? They've done nothing wrong.
Because it's
But you. you're feeling blah, like you're annoyed at something else, not even completely related
and
to
them.
And
you let it out on them.
But you let it out. And I think, you know, whether it's your children, your husband, a friend, a sister, a brother, like anyone in your life, we've all done that.
And then later you go, oh, I'm sorry.
It wasn't them.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah. But it's so true that our feelings get in the way of what the truth is.
Yes.
And so what's the truth? God is good.
Well, we need to actually work out what truth is first.
Mm.
Seek truth. And if you don't know God, seek truth because you'll find God because God is truth.
Mm.
God is good. Seek after the right ways, the goodness. And so often that's how some people have found God.
Mm.
They were seeking after truth first.
Mm.
And then seeking and knowing the truth, then the truth we know, if we're not sure, go open up the Bible and read the scripture. Read what Jesus told us. Read us what God has told people.
Mm.
Well, especially because Jesus, you know, you might think, oh, but the people have got it wrong because they heard God wrong. But what Jesus' words, what does he say?
Mm.
And you'll see this truth in there.
Mm. Mm. The thing with the truth is that it doesn't change.
No.
So God is good. God is love. Those things don't change. That's definite about God. Whereas for us, our feelings, I could be high one day, low the next, in the middle, up, down, up,
somersaults.
Down. So if we let our feelings get in the way.
Or even our feelings rule our life.
Mm.
Oh my goodness. You know, you're going to think, oh my goodness, what sort of Rosemary am I going to meet today?
Mm.
Is she going to be happy? Is she going to be sad? Is she going to be up? Is she going to be down? Is she going to be. Whereas God wants us to be stable. We can still have our feelings and emotions and we can cry and we can get angry and we can. But where generally our whole spirit is stable and peaceful because of God in our life.
Yeah, we don't want to deny the emotions.
No.
But remind ourselves that the truth that God is good, that God is love, they remain the same no matter how I'm feeling.
Yes.
So I think that was a really important point that our feelings can negate the truth in that we can allow them to override the truth. something else that you said was we should ask the Holy Spirit to come and help us. And scripture that kind of came to mind as you were sharing, because our feelings and our thoughts kind of can change, was the scripture, it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, that says we should take our thoughts captive to obey Christ.
Under the lordship of
Christ.
Yeah,
under God.
Yes.
And so it just made me think about, yes, when I'm not feeling right, when my thoughts are, woe is me, like go, no. God, I bring you those thoughts and I know that you are good.
But acknowledge,
yeah.
This is how I'm feeling right now, but I know this is not where I want to stay.
Yeah.
It is not the truth for my life. Mm. Might be the where I am right now in this second of my life, but it's not where I'm going to end up or where I'm heading.
Mm.
So I acknowledge the feelings, like you said. Don't just throw them away.
Oh, yeah, don't throw it away. Yeah.
But yes. Give them to God.
But give them to God. That's it. Ask God to come and be Lord over your life. Yeah. And you shared about King David and how he talks in the Psalms a lot about being in the pit of the miry clay. And one of the ways to get out of that when we are feeling that bit down is to see the goodness of God and is to acknowledge God's goodness.
And that's praise. Yeah. Lord, you are good.
And Lord, just reminding ourselves.
Yeah. Lord, Lord, how wonderful you are that you created sunsets, the wind, the birds, the animals.
Mm.
You know, so many people get comfort from being around animals.
Mm.
Well, who created those?
Yep.
Our God for us to enjoy.
Mm.
You know, acknowledge all of that.
Yeah. Something I really found powerful was you talked about, I think it was a song that you used to sing when you were a little girl.
It's actually from scripture.
Yeah. But
yes.
Yeah, so the words that I jotted down were, he gave me beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I particularly like that last line, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And it made me think how when you're feeling heavy, what counteracts that feeling? Praise.
Yes.
So if you're feeling that, oh, you know, I'm not having a good day, feeling a bit down in the dumps, what do we have to do?
Praise.
Because praise counteracts that feeling.
Yes.
And it's something that often in the mornings I like to put on praise music when I'm just getting ready in the house before I leave the house for the day.
That's
and
why.
And I find it really lifts me because I'm not a morning person. And so, but having that element of praise, oh my gosh, it just takes
it takes
my heart
away
to a new level.
The heavy morning.
Yeah, that's right.
And lifts you up.
Yeah. And the truth is, when you're feeling heavy, that spirit of heaviness, is it hard to praise?
Well, yes.
I'm not saying it's not.
Yes.
But almost in the effort of, you know what, I'm pushing through, I'm going to praise you despite the feeling of heaviness, it's amazing how God overcomes that feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just love that.
But acknowledge again, in spite of the feeling of heaviness, Lord, I will praise your name.
Yes.
That's praise.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm.
You know, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. If you don't, you know, don't even feel, praise you, Lord. I acknowledge you, Lord.
Mm.
All of those.
Yeah.
And you'll find that it will lift.
It will lift. Yeah, for sure. Another thing that you suggested, and I think this should be our weekly challenge for this week, is you talked about a gratitude journal and just every day writing down
things
some things
you're
grateful for. And so that's the weekly challenge for this week, is to keep a gratitude journal. And as you suggested, you could do it with your prayer as well. But just every week, just to jot down what are some of the things that I'm grateful for. So I hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Let us know in the comments online what you are grateful for. We would love to hear it. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.